Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Man, talk to us. You know, Dr. Michael Brown.
Yes.
One of the leaders at the Brownsville Revival School of Ministry with Brother John Kilpatrick, as they trained up a lot of folks.
Sure did.
At the Orange.
BRSM.
BRSM. Brownsville Revival School of Ministry. Where they wear polyester slacks.
Sure did.
Did you now?
I guess.
Still do.
So what's happening?
Well, my goodness. Dr. Brown, yeah. Michael Brown, he has put this article out there in Charisma Magazine. And it's the anointing. It transferred.
I know. Isn't amazing? It never happened until it happened.
Until, yeah, exactly. Thank you. Thank you for that contribution. Yeah,
not
to
a problem. Mental tar babies. Mental tar babies.
Thank you. Anyhow, he talks about these 10 quotes that really have helped to shape his life and those that he's committed to memory. And
his mustache. He has a big, huge mustache.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
Well, I wanted to share.
We're
them
just
with
blowing
you.
Your mind. Can we? Can, it's like
Till.
Yeah. That's amazing.
And didn't see the connection, but okay.
Okay, right. I forgot you were his student. Yeah. So I know you probably think differently in the context.
It was Hagar.
Of that.
Remember?
It was Hagar. I know. Didn't she come from the anyway?
So, anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so back to all time favorite quotes. I can't even say them.
Dr. Brown, we're I did sorry, not Mr. say that. Dr. Brown, I did not say that. You call it croaks?
Quotes.
It's not, well, you know, croakers.
Quotes.
You know, Okay. Quoters. Quoters, not croakers.
Ready?
Got it.
All right. Okay, we're here. All right. VFN Radio, we're here. Okay.
Yeah, is it hot or is it just
It's
the
just
croaks?
You. So, the number one.
What are we talking about
quote,
again?
Very serious quote, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh,
very
my goodness.
Very serious quote.
Let's
very
get
serious
in the serious
yeah.
mode.
I think
Ian,
so.
We are paying attention right yeah. now. Man, this is serious.
Thank you, Ian.
Okay.
So, this is one of them. For the sake of dying, suffering world, count the cost, pay the price, and set the captives free. John G. Lake said that. I'm going to read that again. For the sake of a dying, suffering world, count the cost, pay the price, and set the captives free. When you think about some of these quotes that, you know, awesome men of God, men and women have shared. It comes from a life of ministry, a life of serving God, a life of laying it all down. You think about John G. Lake's life in ministry. He counted the cost. And many people don't know that John G. Lake was a very, very successful and very wealthy insurance executive.
No, and, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I knew he was a businessman. But
yeah, as insurance executive. And he just left it all to go to Africa. And, you know, go into ministry and do what God's called them to do. And they try to do everything in the world to keep him on board. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah. He said, no, yeah. This is what I'm going to do.
Right.
And wound up shaking Africa and the world. And we're still talking about his ministry today.
Over 5,000 churches, healing houses all over the world.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. So he counted the cost in view of that. Another quote is, how shall I feel at the judgment if multitudes of missed opportunities pass before me in full review and all my excuses prove to be disguises of my cowardice and pride?
It just sounds so different when Dr. Brown says it.
I know it. Come on, I know
get
it.
Into the Dr. Brown mode. Say it again.
I'll repeat it again.
Picture, you're sitting
get,
there.
I don't know if I can get into
you're
the
You're in a plaid
mode,
pair of pants.
But
you're
I
sitting
will,
in the orange.
But I will repeat that again.
He's leaning forward. And you know, he leaned over. He says, I got the announcements. They're going to be the next 15 hours.
Is the I don't.
Oh, you don't? Oh, man. He is. You're being very careful. Okay, go ahead.
Number two. How shall I feel at the judgment if the multitudes of missed opportunities pass before me in full review and all my excuses prove to be disguises of my cowardice and pride? That's huge. Mm. W.E. Sangster said that. And I think it was quoted in Dr. Minister Leonard Ravenhill, I can't even say his name, his book, Why Revival Tarries. And Leonard Raven has a bunch of these, you know, amazing.
So the concept of that then is saying you're standing before the throne of God, you're seeing multitudes go into darkness,
right,
to hell,
right.
And the reason why they're going is because you were too afraid, you were a coward,
Or pride.
Or pride. Wow. Self-aware.
Yeah, self-awareness. Not thinking right. of the things of God, but thinking about
yourself.
Yourself.
And he's imagining, he's saying, now how could you handle that? Which helps right. us adjust our life, that kind sure. of reality.
I'd rather hear it now statement. Than on the other side.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, how many people, and it says that you know, cowards don't get in. Mm. It's what the revelation of Christ said,
it's
right?
It says. It's what the Word of God says.
Don't be those who shrink back and who are destroyed.
Yeah. Regret's such a horrible thing, so it's better to get it right on this side than on that side. And there's going to be a lot of things
you can
that you
eliminate
can't
tomorrow's regrets today by doing what's right today.
That's right.
That's good. Fix
it now. Third one is the man whose little sermon. I love these quotes. The man whose little sermon is repent sets himself against his age and will for the time being be battered merciless by the age whose moral tone he challenges. I'm going to read that again.
That's too deep for Pat and me. You got to break it down a little bit.
I'm going
to
share
it again. 30 minutes. Start with the nouns and work your way to the...
The man whose little sermon...
Okay, because the man has a little sermon.
Is repent.
Oh, this is a repent. That's
repent.
His sermon.
That's his sermon.
His sermon's repent. Okay, got it.
Sets himself against his age.
Okay, sets himself. What's that mean? Sets himself against his age.
Sets himself. You know what I'm saying? He's facing his age. This is his message. He sets himself against the age in which he's in.
I thought how old he was.
No, the age that he's in.
Okay, it's the season of his life. Culture and everything's going on. Okay.
And will, for the time being, for during that time period that he's preaching this message, repent, right. he's going to be battered, merciless, by the age, the season, the time, the people he's sharing it to, whose moral tone he challenges.
Okay, that totally makes sense now. So basically, it's like, I'm going to get on God's side. That means the world's not going to be on my side.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell, the message is going to be, get on God's side.
Get on God's side.
And so I'll spend the rest of my life, the people who don't want to get on God's side are going to be
used.
On my back.
That's right.
I'm going to set myself against, just by, and you're not really doing that, but the very fact that you've done it, you've polarized yourself from the people who, you're a child of the day.
Mm. People that want to stay in darkness are not going to want to hear you.
The verdict's in, right?
Yeah.
That's
shed
good.
The light.
Yeah. See,
so
you've explained it to Pat and I. It makes a little bit more sense. That was powerful.
Thank you.
You may have to go back and explain the other one.
Yeah. Okay. No, may have to. Here's another one. Satan is so much more in earnest than we are. He buys up the opportunity while we're wondering how much it will cost. And that was Amy...
Now, Ernest is that puppet that was on Sesame Street?
No.
That was Ernie.
It was Ernie?
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
I don't
more
get it.
Ernest. I guess what he's trying to say is that Satan is more serious. He's seizing the opportunity. More earnest. He's going to jump on this opportunity, and he buys up the opportunity while we're wondering how much it'll cost. He's so basically on his evil game.
It's like playing Monopoly, and somebody the first time they're playing it, they don't realize if you had the money to buy a park place,
you better go buy it right now.
You should have bought it. And so Satan knows, get a Monopoly as quick as you can.
That's right.
He'll buy up everything he can because he knows you're going to have to pass by there versus we would say, well, how much is that going to cost? The railroad's going to cost me.
It's going to cost me. How much is that going to cost me?
How much is it going to cost me? And how much rent would I get? And does that balance out with my 501c2 and all that?
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Very good. Very good. Here's a few more. Christianity has not been tried and found wanting. It has been found difficult and not tried. Christianity has not
been... Have mercy on us. We're listening. You're going to read it again. It might not help if you explain it to us in my own.
Well, maybe...
So, no, Christianity has went to trial.
Right.
Like a court.
Right.
And it's been lacking. It's been found lacking, they're saying.
Right. But it's,
but the truth is,
right?
That's what they're saying. But the truth is what?
That it's difficult, but they haven't even tried it. They haven't even engaged it itself.
They judged it before they even entered in.
Exactly.
All right.
And left them at the judgment seat of Christ.
Right.
Oh, that's wow. That's powerful, isn't it?
That is good. Now
we got to give people the chance and tell them.
Chance.
Oh, wow, this is good stuff, man.
Very good.
We're with you now.
Now that I understand.
We understand it. We understand. We're from Second, Third Street.
Well, hey, I didn't write the Ben on Mike Woods, but you know. These are powerful.
These definitely are Dr. Brown quotes.
Yeah, no doubt.
Dr. Brown.
Deep, deep.
Deep, 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 deep.
That's
deep,
Dr.
Deep.
Brown.
Dr.
Brown. Go ahead.
Well, okay.
Oh.
Flashback. If God were not my friend, Satan would not be so much my enemy.
Ooh, now I understand that.
That's plain. That's, I like that one.
What you doing hanging around me?
Exactly.
So if God were not my friend, Satan wouldn't be my enemy.
That's right. Because, you know, Satan's not going to fight anything that's already on his side.
Yeah,
but because God is on your side and you're on his side, rather. You're on God's side. Enemies stirred up.
Then Jesus said, he said, be careful when all people talk well of you, because that's how they treated the false prophets, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Powerful. Here's the last one. William Booth, leader of the Salvation Army, which is General Booth. Love that guy. The greatness of a man's power.
I had coffee last night at Starbucks with him. I'm going to say.
The greatness of a man's power is the measure of his surrender. So it's not how much he can do in his own self and his own, you know, money or whatever form of power people think they have.
Right.
It's what he's willing to give up that shows his strength. Because when you're giving things up, really, you're not resting on what you can do and your own natural resources, but you're totally surrendering to the will and to the all-sufficiency power that's within Christ, and God's going to take care of it all.
It makes me think about a meek horse where you have one horse that runs through the field, and they go, look at that beauty. But then you look at a 2,000, 2,500-pound horse that actually is up under its rider, and it's running barrels. It's stopping as they're roping calves. They're doing these jumps, and it's like more people are more impressed with that strength under control versus the one who just kind of, what do? They just kind of run through the pasture with their mane kind of flapping through the wind. But you're just like, it's like meekness under control, right? That's what's impressive. Strength under control. That's powerful, man. Wow. No wonder. That's good stuff.
Hey, I thought it were very good.
Yeah,
very
We just need a few pictures to help us out, you know?
Hey.
Yeah. Get my crayon going here.
No doubt.
Very good.
There's more, isn't there?
That's it.
That was 10?
That was 10.
Yeah, it was 10. We gave them to you pretty quickly.
1, 2, 4. That was 4.
It's 10.
Wow.
Can't come over.
Okay.
That was quick.
That was very quick. Well, here we are at the end of 10. I was getting
allegedly.
What are you getting in this? Well, allegedly. Yeah. Right. We are verifying that now. Price Waterhouse, could you please come out and pull out the thing? We would like to present. That was 4. It was 4 of those puppies. It could have been. Could have blended them together and all that.
Yeah. And there was some other stuff involved in the mixing of them. Then we missed them.
Right.
Maybe we were more
simple.
Serious.
We can't count either.
I understand.
They were very, very serious. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for 3 pillars we believe. Without these 3 pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.